This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, or FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "The agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years." Mr. Modi said, "India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors." Prime Minister Luxon, in a social media post, called it a landmark trade deal, reducing the tariff on 95% of New Zealand's direct exports to India. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted, "The agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics."
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals in skilled occupations, with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay of up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, today underlined that Supreme Court's order on the Aravali Range recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect it. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav asserted that misinformation is being spread on the Aravali issue and stressed that no new mining leases will be permitted, especially in core, protected and ecologically sensitive areas, including Delhi NCR. Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav said that mining is absolutely prohibited in protected areas, eco-sensitive zones, tiger reserves, wetlands and compensatory afforestation fund management and planning authority or CAMPA plantation sites. Regarding the definition of Aravali Hills as any landform rising 100 meters or more, the minister said that such definition is only subjected to mining. The government has prevented 660 crore cyber fraud losses in just 6 months with the help of the Financial Fraud Risk Indicator, or FRI. The Ministry of Communication informed that more than 1,000 banks, third-party application providers, and payment system operators have onboarded the Digital Intelligence Platform, or DIP, and started adopting FRI actively. FRI is driven by the active support of the Reserve Bank of India and the National Payments Corporation of India. A Delhi court today reserved its order in a case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots, in which former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar is an accused. Special Judge Digvinay Singh reserved the order for the 22nd of next month after the final arguments concluded in the case. Sajjan Kumar was produced before the court amid heavy security. In February 2015, a special investigation team registered two FIRs against Kumar based on complaints of violence in Delhi's Janakpuri and Vikaspuri during the riots. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said dense fog conditions are expected in most parts of northern and northeast India till tomorrow. These include Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand. The weather agency has further predicted dense to very dense fog over Punjab till the 27th of this month. Navy's Kiran Ankush Yadav produced a consistent performance to clinch the gold in the 10 meters air rifle men's final in the 68th National Shooting Championship in Bhopal at the MP State Shooting Academy today. Yadav finished with 252.1, holding off Olympian Arjun Babuta, who secured a silver medal, while reigning 50 meters rifle 3 positions national champion Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar completed the podium with 229.8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.